Callum Mills would like to be in the midfield for the Swans, but unfortunately he's in lockdown. Let's find out whereabouts. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Callum.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Where are you, in fact?
We're actually in a house in quarantine in Broadbeach.
Are you by yourself?
No, we're with the lockdown boys.
Oh,
so wow. We're able to get a house now, so which is nice. So we're in lockdown, obviously, in the house, can't move anywhere.
So is that an Airbnb scenario? They've just had to find somewhere to put you up, so an Airbnb house has come to the rescue.
Yeah, so the club and the AFL organise it all, and here we are, luckily.
Now, Callum, I'm just completely, I'm guessing here, but you and the likes of Toby Green, to me, strike me as polar opposite people. How are you, is that right? And how are you getting on in there?
Oh, no, it's just the Swans boys.
Oh, right. I thought it was a mix, Jared. I thought it was the GWS and the Swans boys got him put into one room altogether.
How are you filling in time, Callum?
Good question. We've actually got a couple of training equipment and stuff dropped off today. So we had a bit of trading today, and I think we're just, I don't know, you turn into different creatures when you go into isolation. So we're just filling in time. Don't really know how, but it's going slow.
It must have been excruciating in many ways not being part of what was an incredible win last week, but also doing it from isolation.
Yeah, it was really weird, to be honest. We got told about 3 minutes before our normal on-field warm-up.
Yep.
We got pulled into the coach's room and said, "Your chance not to be playing," and then judging on Charlie and Horse's faces, they were serious. So we're a bit shocked, but the best thing what happened was that we got the win. It was a pretty annoying experience, to be honest, but the fact that the boys got on with it and got a win made everything a lot easier.
Now, Dr. Healy, how quickly would you lose match hardened fitness? Like, could you spend 2 weeks in quarantine
and then run out and play against... Depends on how hard you're working in there, Callum. So if you haven't got a running machine or a Versa climber or the like, it's going to be difficult in some respects to keep the muscle memory and the running... the running into the legs where it needs to be.
Yeah, luckily we got a treadmill dropped off today and a couple of bikes, so
yep.
I think we'll be all right. Hopefully, it's only about 10 days all up because of the 4 days we found out afterwards, so hopefully we don't lose too much fitness and we can just get back into it.
Unfortunately, I take it it's not a double story house. You could do intermittent work up and down the stairs.
Yeah, there's a couple of stairs that we can do that. But at the moment, I think we're just sunbaking for a couple of days and then we'll get into it.
Who leads the charge on the fitness work? Who's driving the machine in there?
All of us. I think you go stir crazy when you sit around in a house for too long. So everyone's keen just to get up and get moving and get a bit of a sweat on, which is it's nice because being stuck in the room, not being able to do too much wasn't too nice.
And who's hogging the TV?
No, there hasn't been too much hogging of the TV. There's been some music going on. Harry's had his music playing, which has been nice around the house, but that's about it, really.
Tell us about the transformation of the group this year. I mean, clearly there were some signs late last year, but it's been an extraordinary transformation that's seen you go from, you know, arguably one of the poorer sides in the comp last year to now one of the better sides in the competition.
Yeah, and I think we always aspire to that, especially, I think we saw a glimpse of it at the end of last year, our last sort of 5-odd games. Mm-hmm. I thought we showed a lot of promise and a lot of signs of good football, and this year we've just been able to string it together a bit more, and people are taking the next step, which really helps in terms of individuals and the team, which has been nice.
Did you pick this up through the pre-season?
No, I think we've definitely carried it over at the end of last year's hub. Mm. I think the last 5 games, as I mentioned before, were pretty good. And we've obviously made tweaks in the off-season and things like that have definitely helped. But, I don't think you can really flick a switch and all of a sudden start playing good football. I think the foundations need to be set over, over pre-season, and we were lucky enough at the back end of last year.
What expectations did you have of Tom Hickey, who, you know, looks like the mad monk occasionally, but he's playing unbelievable footy?
Yeah, well, no, it was anything. To be honest, I didn't expect him to come out and be like this, but, you know, he's been really awesome for the group, and he's a bit of the fatherly figure at the moment around the club, which is great.
Hey, Callum, take the physical stuff away from it. You've got training equipment. What's the one thing that's driving you the craziest or that you're missing the most in quarantine? So for me, it'd be decent coffee. Jared, I don't know what it would be for you. Maybe decent gin.
It'd be freedom, I'd say.
Callum, what's the one thing that's driving you the craziest?
Bar freedom. I reckon, yeah, coffee is a big one.
What's your usual coffee order?
Extra hot flat white.
Oh, he's gone with the extra hot, Jared.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's controversial.
Especially the big one as well. Extra hot when you're in a hotel room as well. They obviously deliver it to you and stuff like that. So the extra hot really gets taken away from it, which is what I'm missing. So if we're being picky, that would be it. But to be honest, the AFL and the Queensland Health and the club have been awesome with looking after us. But... you know, I'm looking forward to getting out, that's for sure.
Can I ask you about last week's experience, sitting down watching the TV? I assume that you were able to get to a TV to watch the game. How was your emotions and what was your assessment of the way the Swans were playing in the first 45 minutes of that match?
Oh, it was pretty stressful. The boys, we've had some slow starts this year, but the best thing is we've been able to call them back, but... I was definitely stressed after the first quarter, that's for sure. And then when we kicked the last three, I think in the second quarter, we started to change a few things around and we started getting going. And second half, we were on fire, which was really nice to see. Mm. As hard as it was nice to see.
What's going on in the background there? Is that a game of table tennis I'm hearing?
No, it's just the boys in the kitchen.
Chopping up the veggies ready to go.
Yeah, Harry's gone nuts over there.
What's on the menu tonight?
We've got steak, some sweet potatoes, steaks and some salad.
Oh, very nice, Jerry.
The Wagga Boy special, this one, apparently.
Okay, I like it. Hey, Callum, thanks for joining us. I think you get out Tuesday night, so you'll be looking forward to it, I'm sure. Go well in quarantine. We'll see you on the other side.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Callum Mills there, the young Sydney star himself. Just going crazier by the day in there, Jared, which we all can empathise with to some degree.
Well, I think those people that have experienced quarantine can sympathise a hell of a lot more than those of us who haven't experienced it.
Mm.
Heaven help us if we have to experience it, but who knows if it's going to be just part and parcel of travel down the track.
Tell you what, if you ever go into quarantine...
Won't be good.
They're going to need to find a pool. It's something that you can swim in, a large spa.